Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Tuesday. Rand Carthon is out as the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. More clarity with Jim Wyatt put an article on TennesseeTitans.com. Amy Adams Strunk has made a statement as well. Basically, to sum it all up for you, Brian Callahan remains head coach. They are going to search for a new GM, but Chad Brinker, who is the president of football operations, will have final say on everything football, is basically what it comes down
to. And clarify again, Rand hired Chad Brinker, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Brinker reiterated the group will work in unison. Enough with the unison and the collaboration and we all get along BS. I am so tired of, and it's not just them, it's companies, it's like, we just want everybody to know that everybody's best friends and they just get along so well and we just love all working together. You know what? It's okay to disagree. Sometimes you don't. It's just like, my goodness, just stop with this crap already.
Is hunting at the same time isn't the same as hunting together.
Yeah, whatever. Thank you. Good luck, Rand.
I love the fact you're so frustrated. I just sit here laughing because I want Dion and you're trying to figure through all this mess and it's just chaos and we love it.
Okay, I have a feeling that the person we're bringing on now is right there with us in this stupidity. Jared Stillman joins us, host of Stillman & Company, 2 to 6 here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Jared, your reaction to Chad Brinker as the football czar and Rand Carthon out as GM.
Boy, I tell you, I mean, I said on draft night that I would throw a parade the day that Rand Carthon got fired. And maybe that was a little over the top when I said that. But I feel no parade today, fellas. I mean, you know what's crazy about the Titans, which is, you know, every time the Titans over the last 4 or 5 years of the three, however long this has gone, you know, as I like to call it, you know, like the sand through the hourglass, these are the days of our Titans. Ever since this soap opera has been orchestrated, it's like every single time the Titans have the truly stupidest option, you know, available to them, they take it. You know, like, again, I would not have fired John Robinson after the 2022 season, but there would have been an argument for it. If you sure. wanted to fire him after the 22 season, there would have been an argument for it. Not in the middle of the season, after the trade deadline at 7-5 and in first place. Stupid. Then, if you were committed to Vrabel as the coach, which at that time, she was committed all in on Vrabel as the coach, you know, just completely committed, then you have to hire a general manager that basically will answer to Vrabel. You have to do what Pete Carroll had in Seattle, what Sean Payton has in Denver, what, you know, again, Andy Reid has in Kansas City. You work for Andy. Like, that's just it. And then she didn't do that. She shotgun marriaged in a con artist with a controlling a-hole, and who knew that wasn't going to work out? And then after that, I'm like, okay, you know, she tried it her way. It didn't work. The Vrabel thing, it's not working. They're not collaborating. It's a train wreck. Let's just hit the reset button right here and now. You know, Vrabel's very popular, but he's probably run his course. Let's move on from him. You know, we hired Rand to work with Vrabel. That didn't work out. You know, let's start over and go get an experienced guy and let's roll. Nope. We're going to promote Rand, but we're also going to promote Chad with this cloud of ambiguity that nobody really knows who's doing what. And then we're going to hire a coach. Now you're the worst team in the league. And so here's another opportunity, blow it up, and instead it is, nope, the coach stays, the president of football operations stays, and he's now officially in charge, but we're going to go look for a GM, which is really, I mean, guys, I'm sorry, they're really looking for an assistant general manager, right?
Right, right. And just say that. Like, this is, okay, so you tell me if you're going through kind of the same process that I am right now. Because there's part of me that's going through this going, all right, they've kind of done what they've always needed to do, and they finally said, hey, we have Burke, who's the business guy. Now we have Chad, who's the football guy, and he makes all the football decisions, and we finally have somebody that's running the football team, even though he's the guy that was hired by the guy you just fired, which makes no sense. But I'm trying to, like, wrap my head around that and kind of be okay with, all right, they actually have that. Just say he's the GM and you're hiring an assistant GM or a glorified scout, but they can't even do that right.
So this has happened a lot in pro sports. You know, the Titans tried to sell me when they made this change and they put Rand as the executive vice president and general manager, but Brinker is the president of football operations. And they kept saying, like, well, Rand's in charge, but Chad's also, but Rand answers to Chad. And I'm like, that didn't make any sense. You know, and TD was telling me, like, no, Rand's in charge. Like, the person who would know told me that Rand is in charge. And I'm like, TD, I'm like, they say it changes every 5 minutes as to what's what. And one thing the Titans tried to sell me on was kind of this baseball model, which some baseball teams are using. I think the Red Sox might be an example of this with Dave Dombrowski when he was there, where they have a president of baseball operations and then the general manager is under the president of baseball operations, but nobody takes the general manager seriously because the general manager is really just a glorified assistant general manager who they've given a nicer title to. That's what's going to be happening here.
Yep.
You know, whoever takes that job is going to be working for Chad Brinker. And I was just on the phone with Vintgen. You know, we were talking about kind of, we were trying to decipher the quotes from Burke Nihil and the Titans press release like a pair of Talmudic scholars trying to, you know, figure out whatever the hell it is they actually are saying. But, I mean, I just kept thinking about this in my head. Do you think Floyd Reese would be general manager when he's got a football boss ahead of him and he's sitting there saying, hey, I want to take the tackle, but he's not the one that decides that? I mean, he's fine for an owner, but would he ever have like worked for somebody else? And I know they had Jeff Diamond in here for a little bit, but he was more of a Burke Nihil type president, I think. And then they got rid of him. Like, I could never imagine Floyd Reese saying, yeah, I want to work for Chad Brinker and be the GM and do all the GM work, but then not get to make the call. Yeah. I can't see that. I can't see any respectable candidate wanting to come here to work in this Fracocta system where Amy plays flavor of the month with each next person. Because you guys know exactly what's going to happen. You two are both smart enough. Big Joe, you know this. They're going to be terrible next year. And she's going to flip on Callahan. She's going to flip on Brinker. Right. And whoever gets hired as GM is going to be the flavor of the month this time next year.
Yep. It's a never-ending cycle that she can't help herself. And to your point on Floyd, hell no. He wouldn't take a job like this. And I know you and I don't like to put words in his mouth, but I'm pretty sure I know what he would say, and we probably can't say it on the radio. But he would not do that. And the thing with Floyd, he always had a direct line to Bud. It didn't matter who had a president title or Fisher or whatever. Up until the very end, he had a direct line to Bud. And that's what the general manager should have. Now, Chad has that to Amy. But to your other point, I mean, yeah, this is going to – they're going to screw up the number one pick. They're going to be bad next year. And then she's going to go through this system all over again.
Jared, do we owe Mike Vrabel an apology?
Good question.
That's a really good question. You know, I mean, again, like, I don't think Vrabel would have done much better if they had made Ryan Cowden the GM as Vrabel's crony and Vrabel would have been in charge of the team, because I don't think Vrabel was qualified to build a football team as a personnel executive. He has no experience doing it,
right,
other than having played in the NFL. So I thought that would have been doomed from the start. But as far as the whole Rand-Vrabel shotgun marriage, I mean, again, whether it's Robinson, Rand, Vrabel, Chad, Callahan, Stillman, whoever, I mean, the one common denominator in all of this is Amy. And mm-hmm. The other, I think, would be Burke Nihil. I mean, I think that this needs to be brought up because Burke, you know, I think is really was tasked with getting the stadium built. And I guess he's done a good job at that because the stadium is getting built. So if that was his job, good job. But, you know, Chase just brought up the direct line to Bud thing. And I'm not totally sure if Floyd always had the direct line to Bud. He did for the most part. But Underwood had the direct line to Bud. And Underwood was kind of the manager of the entire, you know, he was the liaison to ownership. But my guess is with Steve Underwood, he managed that street two ways. That he managed Bud one way and then managed, you know, the football the other way. And I'm guessing Underwood was able to do that with Amy when they had some cohesion, with Robinson and Malarkey and Robinson and Vrabel, and that Underwood was able to kind of manage ownership on one side and football on the other. I'm not sure Burke Nyhill's doing a very good job of massaging and working ownership on one side and football on the other. The way it's been described to me, and I have no reason to doubt this, is that he is a complete and total yes man to Amy Adams Strunk. So when Amy flies off the handle, he says, yes, ma'am. And whatever she wants, fire the general manager in the middle of the season, let's do it. And I wonder if Steve Underwood either had a higher, you know, position with Amy where, you know, Underwood could push back a little bit and Amy would respect it, or if Amy just listened to Underwood more because she respected him more or something, or Underwood wasn't afraid to do it. Maybe Burke's afraid to do it. I don't know. But there is nobody who is controlling the owner at this point. There's nobody who's keeping the owner, I think, from, again, at almost every pass, choosing the single worst possible choice. And today's no different.
No, it's not. And look, I you know, I sit here and I'm listening to you, and you know, I've read what Jim Wyatt put out there and tried to decipher the quotes, and I'm trying to, I guess it's like I'm just trying to reason with this and go, okay, is there a chance that this can work? And the answer is no. I mean, if she can't stay out of it, if she could stay out of it and let, and maybe Chad Brinker and his cancer curing AI, he does have something there, but I don't think we'll ever truly know the answer because she won't be able to stay out of it.
I mean, again, I don't even – I do think she'd be able to stay out of it. I really do. If they hired somebody that was good at their job and, you know, played nice with her at the same time. Like, I think Robinson probably had a little too much success early on and probably didn't do a good enough job at kissing the owner's tush, which Floyd told me, like, my sixth day on the job. Everybody's got to kiss the owner's butt. He said to me, even Belichick, everybody has to kiss the owner's butt. And maybe John didn't do a very good job of that, but
I think he got a little cocky.
I absolutely think he got a little cocky. Same with Vrabel. I believe that if you got the right football people in here, and Brinker is not that guy, but if you got the right football people in here that showed progress, that were able to manage kissing the owner's butt and building a football team at the same time, I think you could have something where she would kind of stay out of it and get back to being the team mom that everybody loved, you know, when she was out at the tailgates or whatever. But as far as, like, the idea of this group with Brinker and Burke Nyhill and Brian Callahan and them finding the next great guy and the son-in-law in the front office, yeah, that's – I mean, you're never going to be good with that.
Yeah. Well – this will be fun, for sure. It always is. Jared, we look forward to 2 o'clock today. Thanks for jumping on for a few minutes, and I know you'll have a full 4 hours of it.
Like sand through the hourglass, Big Joe.
Love you, man.
These are the days of our Titans.
Oh, yes. That's great.
All right, thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
Jared will join again 2 o'clock for Stillman and Company. I can't wait to hear, you know, Adam and Willie and D-Mace's thoughts on this as well.
Just all day, man. Just it's all day. I mean, keep
stay
it
right here. Stay right here. 615-737-1025. Hair Metal Henry Clay, I promise I'm going to get to you. Coming up next, your reaction. Rand Carthon out as the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. Chad Brinker will lead the search for, I guess, his assistant, essentially. We'll react to that and much more. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.